Europe. Lands, 47. Population, 736,988,468. Publishers, 1,563,910. Bible studies, 819,067. Finland. Two brothers were offering home Bible studies house to house with the tract, "Would You Like to Know the Truth?" A man opened the door, interrupted their introduction, and invited them in. "I have many questions," he said. "Why are you coming just now?" "Well," the brothers answered, "we are in this territory with our congregation." The man responded, "I have been praying for Jehovah's Witnesses to come to my door. Usually I am jogging at this time, but today I did not go, and now you have come." The man felt that his prayers had been answered. At his place of employment, people often talked negatively about Jehovah's Witnesses. Interested in learning whether such assertions were valid, he went to a library to search for information. He found the book, Jehovah's Witnesses, Proclaimers of God's Kingdom, read it, and realized that the accusations against us were lies. Hence, he earnestly wanted to meet Jehovah's Witnesses. A study was started, and he began to attend our meetings immediately. He witnessed to his former wife and their daughter, and they too started to study. Britain. Kirsty, a regular pioneer, learned French and Lingala so that she could witness to the Congolese people in her territory. One day she saw a Congolese woman who was struggling to get on the bus because she was loaded down with packages. Speaking in Lingala, Kirsty offered to help her and lifted her bags onto the bus for her. "Why do you, a white person, speak Lingala?" asked the woman. Kirsty explained that she attends a Lingala language congregation and that the local witnesses had taught her the language so she could speak to people about the Bible. Kirsty wanted to offer the woman a Bible study, so she stayed on the bus until the woman reached her destination. Kirsty then carried the woman's bags up to her third-floor apartment. Kirsty was welcomed inside by the woman's husband and their four children, and she showed the family how a Bible study is conducted with the book, What Does the Bible Really Teach? The wife and the two older children are now studying the Bible. All three are making efforts to please Jehovah. Georgia. Two young pioneer brothers decided to move to a mountainous area of the country where there were few witnesses. They started preaching in village after village, and the response was outstanding. They distributed hundreds of pieces of literature and started many Bible studies. When the brothers began to preach in the mountains, they had few provisions and did not know where they would sleep. But their needs were always met. People in the villages invited them into their homes overnight and fed them. At times, even people who did not wish to listen to their message invited them to spend the night with them and to share a meal. Later, the brothers were appointed as special pioneers in this territory. Because of conducting so many Bible studies, they placed a reasonable limit on the number of students they could care for. It is still not unusual for individuals to approach them on the street and ask for a Bible study, and in spite of limiting the number, each brother has conducted, on average, more than 20 Bible studies every month. Hungary. A sister regularly receives milk in bottles that are hung in a bag on her fence. One day, when sending back the empty bottles, she put the tract, "Would You Like to Know the Truth?" into the bag. To her surprise, with the next delivery of fresh milk, the dairymaid attached a slip of paper with some questions regarding the tract and a request for a Bible. The sister immediately visited the dairymaid on the farm where she lived and started a Bible study with the help of the book, What Does the Bible Really Teach? Beforehand, the woman had been searching for answers to her questions in different churches, but her spiritual hunger had not been satisfied. In fact, her search had raised even more questions in her mind. When one of her daughters also showed keen interest, the sister gave her the book, Learn from the Great Teacher. The mother explained that the girl would often wake up at night because of nightmares. However, after reading some of the chapters in this book, the girl is less fearful and now sleeps peacefully at night. The Bible study continues, and the mother regularly attends the meetings on Sunday with her two daughters. Italy. Christina and Manel, two full-time preachers, were distributing the tract, Would You Like to Know the Truth, in a rural part of central Italy. At one farm, they heard noises coming from the backyard. As soon as the householder saw the witnesses, she shouted, Quickly, run! Come and help me! As the witnesses hurried to help, they saw that she was trying to stop a huge angry pig from getting out of the pigsty. The gate was broken, and the woman was worried that the pig would run into the woods nearby. She was on her own, desperately trying to keep the gate closed. You hold it shut while I go and find something to block it, the woman yelled to Christina. Christina immediately replied that she was terrified of the pig. The woman then handed Manel a pumpkin and a knife and said to her, Don't worry, keep throwing bits of pumpkin to the pig to keep him busy while I go and look for a new bolt. The woman then disappeared, and several minutes passed. Meanwhile, Christina was urging Manel to hurry up and keep throwing food to the pig, but Manel was finding it difficult to cut through the pumpkin's hard rind. Finally, the woman reappeared and repaired the gate. Heaving a sigh of relief, she exclaimed, You too were sent by the Almighty. That's exactly right, madam, they replied, as they pulled out the tract and showed it to her. The woman immediately said, This is too important to stand here and talk about. We need to sit down and talk calmly. So she fetched some chairs, and as they sat out in the sun in the farmyard, the woman asked many questions and listened with keen interest and appreciation. Later, arrangements were made for a Bible study to be started. Christina and Manel say that they had this experience thanks to a pig who tried to escape at just the right time.